Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Adani Enterprises Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 conference call hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sabri Hazarika from Emkay Global. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, on behalf of Emkay Global, I welcome you all to the Q2 and H1 FY26 post-earnings conference call of Adani Enterprises Limited. We have with us the senior management of Adani Enterprises, led by Mr. Vinay Prakash, Director, Adani Enterprises and CEO, Natural Resources; Mr. Robbie Singh, CFO, Adani Enterprises Limited; Mr. Arun Bansal, CEO, Adani Airport Holdings Limited; Mr. Rajesh Poddar, CFO, Adani Airport Holdings Limited; Mr. Manan Vakharia, Head of Finance, Adani Enterprises Limited; and Mr. Jitendra Khyalia, Investor Relations, Adani Enterprises Limited. So today's session would be a brief on the results by the management, followed by the question-and-answer round. So without any further delay, I request management for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Hi, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining. I'm Robbie here, CFO of Adani Enterprises. Thank you for joining the earnings call for quarter and half-year ended 30th September 2025. As you all know, AEL's portfolio is categorized into incubating and established businesses spanning energy and utilities, transport and logistics, consumer services, and primary industries. The key incubating businesses include Adani New Industry Ecosystem, airports, roads, and data center. And the established segment consists of primary industry verticals, which include mining, services, metals and materials, and commercial mining. Over the next 5 years, Adani Enterprises is in deep investment phase. The first set of assets of this phase have now been completed. Those assets are Navi Mumbai Airport. Wind turbine capacity has increased from 2.25 gigawatt and includes now the 3 and 3.3 megawatt models. Kutch Copper, 500,000 tons per annum plant is fully commissioned and is ramping up. 7 of our road projects are now complete, the 7th one completed last quarter. MDO service contract for Parsa block with a peak capacity of 5 million ton is now operational. There is significant asset pool which is still work in progress. In the road business, Ganga Expressway, which is now almost 90% complete. There is a new terminal at Guwahati Airport, which is nearing completion. There is additional 6 gigawatt of module and cell line which is on fast track. PVC project of 1 million ton per annum is progressing as per schedule. And further, 10 MDO contracts are under development. Additionally, there are new set of locked-in investment plans. We have received LOA for 5 new projects in road and water vertical with a cumulative order book of 20,000 crores. These have a concession period ranging from 15 to 29 years. Adani Connects has partnered with Google to develop India's largest AI data center campus in Andhra, which will be undertaken as a part of our data center vertical housed in Adani Connects under AEL. Now moving to the financial performance of this half year. The financial results reflect the stabilization phase of incubating businesses, and we will see significant EBITDA unlock from the assets that have been completed and assets that are near completion. The completed assets that will start adding to the EBITDA are the Navi Mumbai Airport, the Kutch Copper plant, and the Ganga Expressway moving forward. AEL has a major business in relation to trading of commodities. This business is cyclical in nature, and some of the financial results of this half year were impacted on account of the trade and price volatility in this vertical due to the certain geopolitical issues. The consolidated results for the half year are with a total income of 44,281 crores, EBITDA of 7,688 crores, profit before tax of 5,864 crores. On a continuing basis, profit before tax of 2,281 CR, 3,583 is one of exceptional item. The pleasing part in this result is that the EBITDA from incubating business now contributes over 70%, as against 60% in the comparative half last year. In line with our capital management plan and annual equity program, AEL board has approved a total today a partly paid rights issue of equity shares for an amount of 25,000 crore. This issue will strengthen AEL balance sheet for the next phase of incubation while allowing existing shareholders to participate in growth story of our core incubating infrastructure and energy transition assets. We expect the next period of 10 years to be the most exciting with our current startup phase assets like Adani GCC, key metals and materials reaching initial investment phase. AEL is well placed as an organization, balance sheet, and technical capability to deliver on the promise. Now, a few of our segments. In the mining services portfolio, Adani Enterprise Limited is the pioneer of mine developer and operator concept in India with an integrated business model that spans across developing mines as well as entire upstream and downstream activities. We have a portfolio of 16 MDO service agreements with a total peak capacity of 140 million tons per annum. We currently operate at a run rate of around 50 million tons from six contracts, which is approximately 36% of the contracted potential of this business. Thus, a long runway available for growth in this part of our business. During the half year, MDO business achieved a dispatch volume of 22.6 million metric tons, which is up 29%, a revenue of 2,247 crores, which is an increase of 35%, an EBITDA of 1,019 crore with an increase of 37%. And all these numbers are with the MDO business operating at roughly around 32%, 36%. In our trading business, with integrated resource management, the volume stood at 24.1 million metric tons, revenue at about roughly 14,900 CR, and EBITDA at 1,331. Under commercial mining during this half year, Carmichael Mine shipped a volume of 6.2 million tons in line with its capacity. As we informed in the last quarter, we are introducing for the first time our airport vertical as a standalone vertical. We have our airport management team also present with us today. They will take you through the results of our airport business. And it is my great pleasure to hand over to Mr. Arun Bansal, CEO of Adani Airports. Over to you, Arun.
Thank you, Robbie. Thank you for the introduction. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining. As my colleague Robbie talked about, Adani Airports is India's largest private platform in airport business with a portfolio of 8 airports, including recently inaugurated Greenfield Navi Mumbai Airport. Adani Airports contribute roughly 23% of the India's passenger traffic and almost 29% of the air cargo volume. The first half 26 results of airport business reflect consistent and strong momentum in both aeronautical and non-aeronautical business, backed by both tariff revisions of 4 airports and also continued growth in non-aero income driven by digital initiatives. So coming to our half-yearly performance, Adani Airport serviced 46 million passengers with a growth of 2%. Total revenue clocked at rupees 5,882 crore with an increase of 32% and EBITDA of 2,157 crore with an increase of 51%. Adani Airport is now running at a run rate EBITDA of plus 1,000 crore per quarter. Then dwelling into aero yield per passenger, that stands at INR 485, which is up 20%. Non-aero income per passenger stands at 614 rupees, which is up 34% on year-over-year basis. We also started operating seven new routes during Q2, eight new flights, and onboarded one new airline. The greenfield Navi Mumbai Airport is expected to commence its operation in the current quarter, in quarter three, and of course, will boost further financial performance of Adani Airports. We are also in process of commissioning new terminal in Guwahati during this fiscal, which will further add to consumer experience and passenger services using Guwahati Airport. Last week, we also closed a strategic deal with INOS for agentic AI solution, which shall not only provide consistent engagement experience across all airports, but also connect with passengers to offer personalized multilingual support. With that, I open the call for Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Manish Somaiya from Cantor. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon. A couple of questions for the team. First, on the Google announcement, can you help us understand when that comes online? How should we think about revenues and profitability as we sort of build out our models?
Manish, thank you. The Google contract is part of a, as I mentioned in my opening comment, is part of a comprehensive AI data campus in Andhra. It's one of the campus participants. We will currently, due to various confidential, both public companies, as you know, we are constrained as to how we are going to outlay the development plan of that specific contract. But we hope to be able to discuss that in more detail with the investors post our or around our annual presentations, by which time both parties would have agreed to the rollout plans for the specific project that Google and Adani Connects have executed. But at this stage, we're not able to build that out. That's why in our opening comment, we just simply mentioned that we've executed that, and we will be outlining that over the next 6 months as we clarify the development plans.
Okay, wonderful. I appreciate that clarification. My second question is on the solar modules sales. If I look at the second quarter, those were down. I'm just looking at my numbers. They were up year-over-year, but down sequentially by about 20%, and I was hoping you could provide some context as to what's happening in the marketplace.
See, the sales, the EBITDA, total income is in from Q2 2025 and Q2 2026 is broadly the same. If you do the similar quarter-to-quarter comparison, but if you do half-yearly comparison, you see a small change in the revenue line of roughly around about 5%, and you have a correspondingly, because of the operating nature of this business, you have a slightly higher impact on the EBITDA, which is the minus negative -5% revenue converts to -14% in the EBITDA line. That's largely explained, fully explained by the uncertainty around the tariff announcements from the US and the and consequently the pricing rationalization that we had to implement to deal with the tariff structures. And we this changeover will wash over the next 18 months or so, and then you will see the numbers normalize.
I see.
We don't, okay. Even okay. If the tariffs were not to change.
I see. So, okay, so we should have an 18-month perspective on that particular business.
On that. Okay. Because if you see the underlying sales are not changing, it is purely a tariff-linked impact on the conversion of the sales to revenue. And that okay. We will adjust to the new reality, but we it will not be an issue over the medium term at all. We will adjust even if the tariffs are not to change.
Okay. The other question I had pertains to cash flow from operations. I see it was down fairly significantly. Vis-a-vis last year, first half. So maybe if you can just help us understand how we should think about cash flow from operations, free cash flow, leverage by the end of fiscal 26. And then more importantly, how should we think about the rights issue in terms of timing, in terms of stages of issuance, you know, will it all be in one big scoop or will it be over a multi-year period? And then if you can help us understand the use of proceeds.
Yeah. It, as you know, Manish, that what has happened is that during this quarter, the copper plant went from work in progress to operations. Now, as it went into operations, the entirety of the change is explained by the way you would record inventories and the way you would record now in an operational setting the working capital. So adjusted for those two changes, just for those two items, there is not much change in the operating cash flow at all. And this, you can see this from the point of view of the fact that if you look at the operating cash prior to working capital movements, it was 7661 in the same period last year, and it is 7250 this year. So once this is one-off adjustment that has occurred due to the coming online of an asset that requires you to make these changes, and then it will normalize back to the normal situation once the operations stabilize. So for this quarter, it would be, or for this half year, it would be better to look at operating profit before working capital changes. That gives you a more accurate picture of the underlying.
Okay, that's helpful. And then how should we think about leverage and rights issue, timing, use of proceeds? If you can just help us understand that, please.
Yeah, so basically, fundamentally speaking, as if you see in our results summary of the in our results, first, if I would take you to on the presentation, which is which is there, where we go through the total liabilities of the group outstanding. I'll just give you the page number. Page number 32 of the presentation. You will see that there's an item there which is called we say gross debt, and below that shareholder loan, and you will see the number there at roughly around 20,000 crores, for which some are just inter-entity. But our main objective is that as a major shareholder, those loans have been provided by the family's holding and family's company to Adani Enterprise for growth. We don't seek to have that, as we've always indicated over the last 5 years or so. We don't seek to recover that. We are comfortable to participate in the right issue, and the effective nature of that would be that the loan that the shareholders have provided will become equity, and consequently, the excess rights exercised by non-promoter shareholders, that will be the growth capital that will be used for primarily for the airports business, and some of it for the roads and Adani New Industry business. So the use of proceeds will be that you will see a very significant change in the gross debt number post this, giving us a significantly higher capacity to grow and grow faster. It funds the airport's requirements over the next 12 months and also certain other smaller requirements in roads and et cetera, in line with our capital management plan.
Okay, Robbie. Thank you so much for that clarification. I'm going to get back in the queue and follow up with any questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. And thank you for the opportunity. My first question on the capital expenditure. What was the capital expenditure for H1? And what is the target for FY26? And is it possible to give a broad breakup of the capex target for FY26 across various businesses?
Yeah, so Mohit, the H1 capex was roughly around 16,300 crores. And for the full year, we expect it to be around about 36,000 crores.
Any breakup that possible? Yeah.
So broadly in line, of this number, about 10,500 is in airports, about 6,000 in roads, about 9,000 in materials, which is petrochemicals. And so those are the three big ones. And then metals and mining, about 3,500, and Adani New Industry about 5,500. So that's a big headline number.
Understood. My second question is on the airport business. Of course, the we are nearing the first phase of capex in Navi Mumbai. Do you expect to start the second phase of capex in, especially in Navi Mumbai, over next couple of years? And what could be the quantum?
Arun, would you like to take that?
Yeah, I can take it, Robbie. Thanks. Thanks, Mohit. So as Robbie said, that we will do the commercial operation of phase one already this quarter now. And actually phase two, we are already starting, and we will accelerate the capex already from next financial year, considering the pent-up demand is much higher than 20 million, the capacity we are building. So it will not wait for 2 years. We will restart, and it will be in the tune of 30,000 crore.
Understood. So do you see what could be the timeline for getting the final tariff order for Navi Mumbai Airport, in your opinion?
So Navi Mumbai interim tariff order has already been given by AERA. The final tariff order, normally they take 3 to 6 months, so it should come any time. But interim tariff is there, which allows us to start charging the airlines.
Understood, sir. Understood. So thank you. Well, my last question is on the solar manufacturing business. So what is the order book at the end of H1? And what is the progress of 6 gigawatt cellular module capacity? Are we on target to commission this capacity by June 26?
So we are pretty confident of finishing around that time, so June 26. And the order book is pretty much full on the quarterly capacities that we have. So and the run rate would be 1.2 gigawatt per quarter.
And is it fair to expect the mix of domestic export will be same what you reported in this quarter, or do you think export will pick up?
It is likely to remain the same because of the fundamental nature of the way the sort of the trade discussions, etc., geopolitics is going on. We just have to have a much more comprehensive and deeper planning in terms of markets. So you can expect that the revised mix is likely to remain. It might episodically change based on market conditions and all, but it will now remain the same because that gives us a much more defensive capability against something like this in the future.
And one more question on the wind side, sir. Are we participating in the third party order, and have we received any third party order during the quarter? And what is the volume you think which you can execute in FY26?
So it's currently a limited third-party order, roughly around 300 megawatts, so about 100 sets.
And are you participating in the PSU tenders, Anisha?
No. We are full up on capacity for ourselves and
Understood.
For whatever limited.
Understood. Thank you, and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants of the conference that if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. The next question comes from the line of Deval Shah from RBSA Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening. I have two sort of questions. First is to Robbie. I just wanted a little bit more insight on our defense and aero business. I think just a broad overview where we are and where we want to be after 5 years. Just a broad brush on that side of the business. And my second question is to Mr. Arun. Regarding that, I understand that, sir, we had some bottleneck with respect to availability of labor in developing our CSD. Is that been resolved, or we are still in the process and we are on timeline in developing our CSD plans for Navi Mumbai?
Arun, you can go first, please.
Yeah. Thanks, Robbie. So thanks, Deval. It was not related to the labor per se. There were some issues, as you might know very well, in Mumbai. There was restrictions because of the EC clearance and pending Supreme Court case. That got clear now, and we are in full speed. Bearing that, the work what we could start, we have already started. So Mumbai and Navi Mumbai excavation work has already started, and now we are on track to bring all the CSD properties live in 2029-2030 time frame.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In relation to your first question on the technology and defense business, it's currently still sort of like, you know, close to the 500 crore EBITDA from the total. So we are not yet reporting it as a significant independent segment. We are just reporting it in others. And from a CapEx also, because it is currently even, you know, less than 3-4% of our CapEx, it's not ramping up. But as soon as their business is ramps up sufficiently, we a very simple mechanism by which it will come into our segmental reporting. So it's still some time away for it to mature because the best way to imagine this, to give you an idea, best way to imagine this is that it's a technology business which provides services, and it has the product side is less important than the services contracts. So then those things take long time to develop, and you long time to get into the services side of the businesses. So as the level of service contracts and the technology platforms ramp up for the defense purpose, we will like we did with airports this time, once the business reaches a certain level, we will bring that into the segmental reporting. But currently, it is not in the segmental reporting. So if we disclose anything more than this, then we will actually have to change everything that we disclose beyond the numbers that we outlined.
Okay, understood. I was looking at more on the qualitative remarks only. I was not looking for any specific numbers.
Business is going well. The services contracts are going well. The technology platforms are maturing, and increasingly we are being recognized as a reliable technology partner for defense purposes. So fundamentally it is in very good shape. So it's just that at the moment it's not of sufficient size for us to put that into segmental reporting.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants of the conference, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone to join the question queue. The next question comes from the line of Nirav Shah from GC Holdings. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. So first question is on our UNRWA business. So for the second consecutive quarter, sir, we have operated at above 100% utilization. I mean, in the first quarter, we did around 135% utilization in the current quarter. Hello.
Hello,
sir. Am I audible?
Yeah. Oh,
you're audible. Yes,
sir. You're audible. Sure, sir. So my question is on the modules business. I mean, so for last two quarters, we have operated at above 100% capacity. Any particular reason, or the rated capacity is slightly, or the producible capacity is slightly more than what the rated capacity is?
No, it's part of that. Is also it's more reported as module sales and module exports. So what happens is that over the year we are operating close to about 1.093 gigawatts. So roughly around 100% of the capacity. But in a quarter, what can happen is the sales might be reported particularly in a given quarter. So it might be that, like, for example, quarter before, the sales were 990, and then the higher number got reported the following quarter, and before that was 893. And so, sometimes the sales might be reported in a quarter, but we are operating close to about 100% capacity, which is basically 1.09.
Got it, sir. So second question is on our airports. I mean, we mentioned the capex in the current year is approximately 10,500 crores. So just want to break up that. I mean, between airports and city side, is city side also part of this 10,500 crore capex, or we'll do it separately? And if separately, what is the likely spend for the next 2-3 years that we are budgeting?
Yes, it is reported aggregate number. But Arun, go ahead in detail, please.
No, thanks, Robbie. So Nirav, in this year, this 10,500 you talked about, very minimal part of is CSD. As I said, the CSD initially is now, all the approvals are in place, excavation is started. The real capex for CSD will start from next financial year.
And any number you would like to put for 2 years, because or when will the first revenue generation stream will be seeing that?
So revenue generation for city side will start 29 financial year 29-30.
Okay. And any outgoing number that we would like to share, or?
So the total capex outlay for city side we have is around 20,000 CR.
Okay, got it, sir. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to join the question queue, you may press star and one on the touchtone phone to join the question queue. Our next question comes from the line of Sabri Hazarika from MK Global. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening. So my question pertains to Anil and the green hydrogen part. So of course, we don't have much of an update from large players, but if we look into the SECI ammonia tender in particular, I think it has been like quite healthy given the participation and the rate which has been like achieved, I think 50 rupees per kg of green ammonia. So that number also seems quite competitive. So any color on that? What are your thoughts on that? And what about your own plans with respect to green hydrogen? Thanks.
See, for us, we will complete, first we want to do is complete our testing of the electrolyzers because our scale is quite large. So till we complete that, we are not specifically commenting on anything. Once we have that, we will take a formal investment decision, planning, etc., as to how we execute. We have all the basic ingredients lined up, which is resource capacity, the completion of our cell module line and wind turbine facilities in Anil, all the ancillary industry setup in Mundra, which is EVA, backsheet, glass, etc. The land, the corridor for pipelines and transmission. So all of that is set. Mundra is already there, port, so we don't need anything for evacuation. So consequently, we are prepared, but we, as we highlighted in the previous word, we are currently, our electrolyzers are under pilot stage. We should have the pilot results, start getting pilot results towards the middle of next year, calendar year, or the second quarter. And based on that, we would expect that we will then be able to give a much clearer investment horizon.
Right. And anything you'd want to share on the efficiencies or the metrics with respect to the electrolyzers, as in like kg per kilowatt hour or anything of that sort, or is it too premature?
No, we will have the results and the curves by middle of next year. So that would be the best time to share.
Right, sir. Got it. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you.
Yeah.
As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So I just would firstly thank you so much to MK for organizing the call and for participants for the Q&A. If there are any further questions anybody has, please reach out to our team and they will respond back in writing. Thank you.
On behalf of MK Global, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.